Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I'm Pamela Reese Wardlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started. Hello, Preparation Room. God is good. Thank you, Bill, Grow and Enjoy, for being part of the Preparation Room this beautiful day here in Fairburn, Georgia. God is so good. You know, I just tell you, God is good. He's so good that he let me make it another day so that I could just praise and worship him. We are just here. The weather's beautiful here in Atlanta, Georgia. The temperature is really warm. We just wearing a little jacket here. It's a little cloudy, you know, but through it all, with everything that's going on in the air, you know, in the atmosphere, you know, with the chilling and stuff, we kind of expect a little, but it's time for us to just really just pray and praise God and worship God more than we ever worshiped God before. I just want to take a minute out. My spirit has been so, like tightened up because of what had happened yesterday. Preparation Room, you know, one of the things that we had been talking about so often is about these are the last few days that we have in 2012. So it's all about prayer, you know, and we need to go forth in prayer like never before. I'm going to tell you a little bit something about what happened to me. You know, I try to share a lot that's going on in my life as well, too. And as you know, each week, you know, and I talk about family and I talk about praying all the time, and we pray for each other as we going forth, you know, as we going forth to prepare the way for the Lord, you know, in the preparation room. I know I had been talking a lot about us praying for the family. I'm praying for you. You praying for me. I need you to constantly do that as I constantly do that for you. And I feel your prayers. Someone is seriously praying for me and my family, and I'm seriously praying for you and your family. My granddaughter got in a four-car accident. It was Tuesday. And I'm just so blessed that she's alive and that she's okay. She broke her car. She cracked her collarbone, but I could still talk to her. I could still touch her. I could still love her. I could still thank God for her. I could still hear her voice. So it is truly an awesome thing. So what I'm trying to say is, as we going forth, you know how the enemy try to attack you? You know, as you going forth, as you pleading the blood of Jesus over someone else's life, as you pray for somebody else, as you bringing somebody else into the kingdom of God, the enemy try to attack you. So that's why it's so important that you pray, you know, for each other. And I believe these last few days we're going to be accountable for this, praying for each other. So it is so important that we do that. So before I go anywhere else, amen, any further, I just want to leave a scripture. I know Miss Annette Everett, always go forth in the scripture, but we're going to do a little something different today. I'm going to go forth in the scripture, and the scripture is Isaiah 41:10. And I'm just going to, you know, just, you know how I am. I'm just straight up. I just want to read it in plain English. When it said Isaiah 41, 10, it said, "Don't be afraid, Preparation Room." This is God speaking. He said, "I'm with you." He said, "Don't tremble with fear." Amen. He said, "I'm your God." He said, "I will make you strong as I protect you with my arms and give you victory." So we're going to go with that scripture, and we're going to hold on to that scripture, and we're going to believe God for that scripture. My heart goes out, amen, to the family that lost their loved ones. That was, oh, my God, that was crazy. My heart goes out to all of you. I'm praying for all of you. I'm praying for all of you and your family, that you could hold on and be strong through this hard time. Because through it all, God is with you. And I know God will get the victory and the glory for this, because those were his children as well. So my heart goes out to you. We all love you in the preparation room. And I love all you listeners that's in the preparation room as we go forth for the glory of God. And may God bless you. And Merry Christmas. Make it a great Christmas for you. But before we go any farther and introduce our guests, we need some prayer. So we have Annette Everett for you. We have Annette Everett on the other line. And Renette, will you just lead us into prayer?
Sure, Pam. Hello, friends, fans of Preparation Room. I just want to just go into prayer. I mean, we just thank you, God, for this prayer that's going forth right now. We thank you, Father God, and we lift you up, praising your name right now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the families that lost their little children and loved ones yesterday, Father God. We pray for each and every one of those parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, all those children and people that perished yesterday, Father God. We just lift them up right now. Help heal them, Father God, during this time of their grieving, Father God. We don't know the answer why things happen like they do, Father God. But we just thank you for them, Father God. We grieve and pray and we cry along with them too, Father God. But we just ask that you comfort them, Father God. And as we pray more and more and more and more for you, Father God, we just thank you that it's drawing people more closer to you, Father God. We just thank you for this nation, God. It's a nation under one God, and we just thank you how you're going to turn this nation around and run it the way it's supposed to be run for the glory of you, Father God. We just thank you as we go forth in this preparation room, Father God. We thank you that you're paving the way straight as we prepare the way for you. We pray and lift up of all the people that are sick right now, Father. We pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we no longer have to worry about walking in fear, Father God. We just thank you today. We worship you. We praise you. We pray for healing for Pamela's granddaughter, Father God, that was in the accident. We pray for each and every family, Father God, that they make it before the year goes out, Father God, and walk into a new year. We just thank you and praise you, Father God. We thank you, we honor you, we adore you, and we pray for the President of the United States and every cabinet staff member that everything would turn around and run right the way it's supposed to be run. In the name of Jesus, and I cover each and every one of us in this radio show with the blood of Jesus, and that no weapon formed against it shall prosper. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Annette.
You're
welcome. It is so. It is so. You know, through it all, God is with us. God is with us.
Yes, he is.
And
yes,
prayer
he is.
Does work. And God will even get the victory out of this, this tragedy that happened over the United States. But it makes us realize that something seriously that it is going on. It is something seriously that's going on that we don't even realize, can't even understand why. Why? But we know that one thing, that God is with us. We need to pray even more. I truly believe that. We need to pray and be wise and hear from God. So we thank you, listeners, again for just tuning in with us, and we got an awesome show, and we bless the family. We're just going to keep them in prayer, and we know that through all of this, God is going to bring them through. We know that God is going to bring them through, and we know that all those babies, and even the adults that went home to be with the Lord, we know they're with Christ. They're innocent, they're with Christ. We know that they are with Christ, and believe in our heart that they are with Christ. They are in a better place. And they're looking over us and helping us and go, come on, we can make it through. But anyway, we have an awesome woman of God. She got an awesome story, a powerful story, that she is in the preparation room. She is prepared in the preparation room. Her name is Wendy Barner, and she got an awesome story about how she trusts God, and he got her. He got her. He got this, she said. She said, I trust God, and I got this. So we're getting ready to do something awesome in the preparation room. God has really, truly been dealing with me about doing something awesome and doing something different and just carry on and prepare the way for the Lord. So we're doing something a little different today. And as we're talking about testimony of the things that God have done and how God have brung us through. So she have a powerful testimony. She's one of the preparers in the preparation room. And I just wanted to tell you right now, if you would like to join the preparation room, you can join it under Pamela Reese Wardlaw on Facebook and go into the group section and enter the preparation room. And I will welcome you in, and you are welcome to do that. You could also hit me up in Twitter as Sunshine Reese. So feel free, and I'll be there to love on you. The doors are open for you. Love on God in the preparation room. It's a room where we all just love on God. We lift up no man. We just lift up God and quoting and putting videos or whatever way we can. We are in the preparation room to love on God like we're doing right now. So we're not wasting another minute. We have this powerful woman of God. Wendy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
We have Wendy Varner, preparation room, and we're going to just do a little interview on her, and we're going to let her get forth with her story because she got a powerful story. Wendy, how you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Are you excited to go forth for God?
Anytime I get an opportunity to tell someone how good God is, I get very excited.
Well, Wendy, tell us a little bit about yourself, and let the people know how they could reach you and get in touch with you. I don't know if you have a Twitter book, whatever information that you have, give it to them. Open yourself up for the glory of God. I will just start off with a little question. Wendy, tell us, when did you get started in knowing that that you wanted God to be in your life?
Wow. When did I know that I wanted him to be in my life? I think that after a whole lot of life circumstances had been put on my path, or, you know, I walked my journey, my destiny, whatever we want to label it as, I got to a place where, for some reason, I couldn't fix it anymore. I couldn't bend it. I couldn't shape it. I couldn't mold it. I couldn't make it work. And became about as frustrated as a human being could get when you have no control. And I think that God in his greatness, he knows and sees all, and he knows everything that's going on. And I believe my walk, my journey was directed to get me to the place of utter and sheer desperation, that I would have to find something that was bigger and greater than myself that could help me navigate this thing called life.
Amen. So then, when you did that, did you get saved?
No.
You know, would you say, you know, when I say saved? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I initially did not get saved, and I don't think that I am unique by any means. So I had no idea what it meant to be saved. I didn't know anything about salvation, deliverance. I didn't know that there was a Trinity. All I knew was that I wasn't supposed to wear short skirts. I wasn't supposed to curse. I wasn't supposed to kiss guys and do things before I got married. Otherwise, God wasn't going to like it, and I was going to go straight to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's so merciful and wonderful. He was like, this little girl needs to understand who I am. And he allowed some events to occur in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Drug addiction, bad relationships, physical abuse, mental abuse, spiritual abuse, you know, just to name a few. And I kept running into people who knew him, and I kept rejecting it because it had been so ingrained in me, all these things that I needed to do before I could ever have this conversation with this being called God. I need to be this upright, standing citizen and, you know, wear my dress too short and, you know, live this clean, scrubs, free of dirt life. And, well, good grief, who could do that? With all that's going on, with all that's presented to us, how could you possibly get right before you get to him? And and so he put me in this place that taught me really what it meant to come as you are. And thank God for that, because I couldn't do all that stuff.
Amen. Amen. And that is so true. You know, and you know, a lot of ministers are teaching on that today. That is so true. You know, it's hard. You know, that's why God is still, you know, he's still redeeming us and still working with us and still changing us. But that's what you call, you know, religion. You know, that's a religion spirit, and God is he did away with that religion spirit. And you know, and a lot of our ministers got to realize, and a lot of, not only ministers, people as well, you know, because the ministers understand, a lot of ministers understand that religion spirit today is gone and is over. It was buried, you know, on the cross, you know, when Jesus was nailed on the cross. So God is continually doing a new thing in our life, and it's really not that hard to become saved. But tell us, we're going to start with you about the spiritual. Tell us about the spiritual part of the change in your life, and then we want to go into the drug. Just go on, and then we want to go into the drug addiction. Tell us about the spiritual part first.
Well, I think the spiritual part happened because I didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit, and that, you know, the Holy Spirit dwells within me, and so I kept calling it this thing. This thing said to me, and this thing said this, and I just know that this thing kept giving me these very nice pieces of information. And but, you know, I didn't know what the thing was. Because I didn't know, I called this thing. And that thing said, get up or get on your knees or, you know, have a talk with God. And, but that didn't happen until, I had to continue to revisit places where God was so that I could be taught, so that I could hear from him, so I could hear what he had to say to me. And quite honestly, I couldn't find myself in places where God was at unless I did things that God didn't like. You don't find that out until after. So the spiritual happened when, how can I explain it? It's a moment in your life when it's calm and it's quiet, and you hear very clearly, God says, I am that I am, and I can handle. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, I can handle all of your problems. You get in touch with the spirit, and you feel that connection, and all of a sudden, You know that you are not alone and you have never been alone. That's the best way I can describe the moment in time where it became a spiritual thing. I realized that I wasn't walking this planet by myself. There was somebody bigger than me that loved me just as I was and was willing to help me so much that he would send his only begotten. You know how, like, who in the world would send their child for strangers? That's huge. A God that would love me with all that I had done, all that I had said, all the lies and things that I had, all I called people, to love me. Are you kidding me? That was my moment that said, thank you, Jesus. You can't. I've been amazed by his grace.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Well, you know, that's the type of God that we serve, woman of God. That's the type of God that we serve. And one of the things that really touched my heart was the listeners have to hear this. And I know that what you're getting ready to say and what you shared with me earlier through the time that we built a relationship with each other was the need to go forth, because somebody in somebody's family need to hear your story about what you went through with that demonic force that we call drugs, that we call addiction, that we call, that's a spirit, and how God won you through that evil force of addiction. And I thank God today that he did bring you through and that you are set free from any type of demonic forces that try to hinder
you
from going forth for the glory of God. You will go forth for the glory of God, and you are healed, and you will tell the world how God brought you through. When you was telling me before about this addiction, because I know so many of us have had this in our family, drug addiction with somebody in our family that has been strung out on drugs, and how God brung them through. Can you give us some testimonies and some praise report how when you were strung out on drugs, how you knew that you were a mighty woman of God, and how the devil tricked you to try to kill you? Can you let the listeners know how it started?
Oh,
how you trust God so much that he brung you through. And right now you know that God got you. God, you so share that with our listeners, please.
God has truly got me. Trust and believe, because I couldn't have done any of this of my own accord. And trust me, I tried. I think my story is probably no different from any other drug addict that's out there. You start out with people that you know, your friends, you have a good time, you're weekend warriors, and something in the brain says, when you start feeling bad or when you're feeling good, when you got a pocket full of money, it doesn't matter at the end. You're right, the spirit will tap you on the shoulder and you'll be off and running. It got to a point where the pain of situations in my life had gotten so great. The human body can only tolerate but so much. And if you don't get with God first, you may find something else to ease your pain. It could be shopping. It could be gambling. It could be messing around with other people's husbands, other people's wives. It could be got to have a whole bunch of cars. It don't matter. Anything that you just have got to have one more of, by any means, spend the rent money, spend the baby diaper money, you know, spend your mama's burial money, whatever it is that causes you to put aside all rational thought and go after this thing because you think it's going to make you feel better is an addiction, and that's what I did. And Lord have mercy. Left baby in the crack house. All kinds of crazy, insane things the enemy will put in your head. And once you get that substance in you, all bets are off. You have got to find your way to God because he's the only entity that can deliver you from such a tumultuous, just insane, evil, diabolical plan to kill, steal, and destroy everything that you know to be right and true. All I know is one day after many years, my prayer changed. Mind you, I had had a moment where I had spent some time with God, so I knew he could deliver me, but that stronghold is strong, and you need people praying for you. You don't need people talking about you and pointing their finger at you and saying you ain't nothing, you ain't never going to be nothing, and you don't. But if that's so all part of the enemy's plan, it gets you isolated, have family kick you out, have the church look at you like you're crazy. And my prayer got to, Lord, it'd be all right if you don't wake me up tomorrow because I'm kind of sick and tired of living this way. Next morning I get up and I think, I know he heard me. I know he can hear me. I know he has the power. Why does he keep waking me up? And so I kept on doing my thing because I was like, well, I ain't going to die and don't seem like anything else is going to happen, except that I really hadn't put forth the effort to make anything different happen either. I was just laying around waiting for somebody to come and just kind of like, you know, take me by the hand and say, okay, this is it. Your life's going to change. Because I was tired. I was weak. I wasn't in my right frame of mind, but I knew God could do something. So I go on about my drug use, and it gets uglier, and, you know, I run away from Connecticut thinking if I leave, it'll get better. But let me tell you something. You can run, but you can't hide. Jonah tried that, and it didn't work. And humans, it don't work either, because everywhere you go, you take you with you. And I didn't know this. So I ended up coming back to Connecticut. In any event, one moment my prayer changed, and it said, Lord, this is it. I'm really ready to stop. But you're going to have to send somebody in here, in this place, to get me. Because I can't leave of my own accord. As much as I want to get out of this crack house, as much as I want to change my life, as much as I want to be a mom, a daughter, a sister, an auntie, I'm paralyzed. I'm frozen. The enemy has me.
Hold it right there. When you say that you was in the crack house and you couldn't get out, you mean to tell me that drugs was so powerful that you was in a crack house and you wouldn't leave?
But no, I was right there. I could have opened the door, but no. No, when your enemy has tapped you on the shoulder and he's whispering things in your head, and he's been whispering things in your head for well over a decade, that door knob seemed bigger than the planet to me. It was impossible to turn the knob, cross over the threshold, and just say, that's it, I'm done. You need the power of God once you're caught up in a drug addiction or gambling or cheating or lying or stealing. Whatever it is, if you are that deep in it, you are going to need the power of God because that's all it's going to take to get you out.
My God. My God.
He had put me on the road to give me bits and pieces of information that I was, because he knew that day was coming. I didn't. And I tell you, God in his infinite wisdom and mercy and grace, and the woman downstairs rang the doorbell. She never talked to us because we were crazy. And she rang the bell, and I opened the door because I thought it was, you know, goodies. And
when you say goodies, said, what do you mean? When you say goodies,
said,
what do you mean? You mean that
it's
a drug man?
To get drugs, right, it's going to be some goodies. Because nobody rang the door unless they were bringing goodies. But it was her, and I was kind of startled, actually, for a second. But anyway, she says to me, your sister says she'll be here in 20 minutes. If you're not downstairs, she is leaving. What? Could you imagine? I don't know if you can, but any of you addicts out there that are no longer using and you have had this thing happen to you, and those of you that are still caught in the grip and don't know how, it's trust and believe. When I heard those words and you think to yourself, he heard my cry. When it says in the muck and the mire, I'm here to tell you that in my mess, I heard him, he heard me, and he responded. So my testimony is today, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter how bad it may seem, no matter how dark it may get, he can hear you.
Amen.
Because he got you. He always has.
Amen.
It's just a matter of you letting him in now, letting him work his thing with you. His grace. His forgiveness, and you need his forgiveness because, oh, people will crush you off like a piece of rotten lettuce. You need God. He is your deliverer. He is the way to salvation. He is the truth. He is the light. He is the way. He is the only way for me
and for all of us.
And for all of us and for all of you listening out there, he will make a way out of no way. Broke, busted, and disgusted. Now I'm 7, 8 years, no drugs, broke because the husband decided he wanted to go over to Satan's playground with the women and the gambling and all that stuff, you know, because it always looks a little greener in that 20% of grass over there. And I was struggling. I was working, and I went to my boss, and I said, I need to change my hours from 8 to 4 to 7 to 3. She's like, oh, sure, no problem, so that I could go to my second job from 4 to 11 just to maintain a roof over my head. So I'm going to work from 7 to 3. I run home. I change my clothes, and I run back to my second job, and I do this for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And one day I go home, and I sit down, and my body says to me, look, I'm not going because I'm tired. If you want to go, you go ahead. I'm thinking, yeah, that's not going to work out too well because I have to bring my body with me. But I was tired. I was about as tired of working 2 full-time jobs as I was running the street trying to get high. I was tired. And I said, Lord, I can't do this anymore. I don't know how these bills are going to get paid. You know, we women, we love our men with no credit. And everything was in my name. So I felt extremely responsible to pay everything that came in my name.
Yes.
But this day I just couldn't do it. And I tell you what, I don't know how those bills got paid. I write my checks out, put them in the envelope, put a stamp on them, and didn't have enough money. But somehow, before the bill was due and before it was too late that I get a late fee, I was able to pay my bills, and every now and again I could get my hair done. So he will supply all your needs and give you the desires of your heart if you trust him. You trust him immensely with all that you have. Put him first before everything, before you get up in the morning, because that alarm clock really don't wake you up. Trust him on your job. I didn't know I'd take work, God to my job. I thought, I'm going to work. I'm going to do my job. Can I understand visions and missions, and I understand what my role is? No. Satan get off in there and have you a hot mess. Take him with you to work, too. Take him to the grocery store, everywhere. Take him everywhere. And you know, there ain't going to be a better role this. Oh, but the peace that you can endure and have around you in the midst of the storm can make it seem like it's a bed of roses every day.
Amen. Now, when you was talking about when the neighbor came and knocked on the door, and she told you that your sister was coming in 20 minutes. When did your sister come?
Yeah, she came, and I was on my way.
She came and got to
me. That bus ride. No way.
Amen.
You,
amen. So when
no,
she came,
you know,
and,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
When she came and got you, Wendy. Because you know we just need to know when she came and got you, Wendy. She took you back to your house, and you straightened your life out. You went full steam ahead, and you never turned back from to drugs.
Well, I didn't turn back for about 15 years, but no, she took me to her house. And let me tell you this: I had called my sister months earlier, and so we know how some family living. Don't call my house with that mess. I'm sick and tired of you and your mess and your mother's tired and your daughter and your father. And, you know, she reamed me up one side and down the other about how disgustingly terrible I was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just gave me added fuel to keep on doing what I was doing. Well, everybody hates me. Nobody wants me around. There's no reason for me to go home. There's no reason for me to straighten up.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very true. So for all of you that are still caught up in something and you think that, well, nobody cares and, you know, people have crossed you off of their list, you have to want to do it for yourself.
Yeah.
And it'll be all right. You have to want to
yeah.
do it for yourself. And,
yeah.
yeah, so I was very, even more so amazed, right, because I just talked to her and she's like, you know, don't call me no more, quick. You know, that dial tone can sound so loud in the moment of desperation, you'll never hear that from God. So, and I guess, you know, and he's funny, too, because he sent her to come and get me, the one who was through with me. And I was there waiting and ready, and she was about as loving and as caring. So let me tell you something else. It's infectious. You working in the realm of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and it's infectious. People will just, you know, they may not scream at you so much. Like, you'll see a whole thing, you're like, oh, wait a minute, she was X, Y, and Z, or he treated me like this yesterday. Put God first, and you change.
Well,
you don't change other people, you change. It'll be all right. So I went off to get myself together, and I had to separate myself from the bad activities. And so I did that, and I moved to New Haven. And I'll tell you, when you have nothing and you trust God, he's at his best. I had $7 when I left the detox center, and I had nowhere to go. Because what's interesting is, on a Sunday, I think, I called my sister because I was going to be discharged on that Monday. And something was going on with her because that same person that I called before was back. And she was ringing me up one side and down the other. You selfish thing, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, so I can't go back to the home. I guess I'll just stay here in New Haven. Because I don't want to go back to doing what I used to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I called up a young lady that I had knew. Now, I've been battling this thing, trying to stop for a long time, but, you know, I get 30 days, a few months, or whatever. Anyway, I connected to this woman one other time that I had tried to get myself together, and I called her.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine that, her number was the same after all those years, and she answered the phone, and she came and picked me up. And she took me to the shelter. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, what are we doing here? I'm not going to no shelter.
Wow.
I didn't have anywhere else to go. I had $7. You know, how dare pride and eagle try to rise up, and I had $7, no job, no transportation, and no place to call home. And now pride and eagle want to rise up. You know, Satan is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I said. Pride and eagle, you sit right here in this van. I'm going to go in that shelter, and I'm going to sign my name on that list because I don't want to go back to the drug world. And that shelter don't seem like a bad idea right about now, as opposed to what I could be doing.
So you did go to the
shelter?
So
what I'm saying is you got to get humble. You might have to do some things, you know, you might not want to do, but think of the things that you had to do in order to do what you needed to continue to do when you were out there. It's really not that hard to work with God under his guidance. And I humbled myself, and I went in there, and things just changed.
Amen. Amen. But one of the things that I do know, as I've been listening to you and our listeners been listening to you, and knowing that God is not finished with you yet, woman of God, there's still a work that God is doing in your life, in all of our lives. But right now we have you on the phone, Wendy, and we truly know that God is not finished doing what he needs to do in your life yet. And I just want to, I'm outside, listeners, and I'm just in the atmosphere, and I'm in the spirit, and knowing that God is doing some powerful things in Wendy's life, and he do have you. You know, there was more testimonies that she was giving me concerning how she had went into the crack house, and that she couldn't leave until someone knocked on the door to get her out, and that was her sister. I know there's some listeners that got some family right now in crack houses, that we need to go to those crack houses and knock on that door and tell them,
my Lord,
set my sister free. Set my sister free. See, God is doing something new in the preparation room. He's bringing not just a spiritual thing. He's bringing a delivering thing. We need deliverance. The little boy that did all that killing, there was some deliverance, that someone should have just took the time out and knew that there's something was going on with that young man.
Yes, amen.
And took the time out and loved on him and speak in his life. And know we need to go and evangelize more. Listeners.
Amen.
We got people out here that dying, and they don't want to die alone. See, misery, too, you know, the old saying, misery love company.
Yeah.
You know, so is somebody else miserable, you know, and they want everybody else to be miserable around them. We got to step back, and we got to listen to the Holy Spirit. We need to sit and listen to people more as we listen to Wendy.
Yeah.
We need to sit and listen to people about their testimonies and what they're going through. Wendy, we're going to pray for you. And God is not finished with you yet. Yes, he got this.
Yes.
He got you. He got us. He got this supplication room. He got Bill growing in joy. He got it. You need to know that he got it, but we need to be delivered. We all need to be delivered. I speak and deliver things off of me every day. You know what I'm saying? You better deliver yourself if you don't have nobody else to deliver you. It's just
that
simple. When you know this is going on in your life, speak to your body. Speak to yourself. That thing that's within you, like she was saying, you call it that thing. That ain't no thing that have a name. It's a he. It's the Holy Spirit that's within you.
That's right.
He will tell you everything that you need to know. But, Wendy, I'm speaking to your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. God got you, woman of God.
Yeah.
There's some deliverance that's going forth right now in your life.
In the name
of
Jesus,
woman of God. By his stripes, you are healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I decree that you will unite with your family again in the name of Jesus. I decree that you free from drugs in the name of Jesus. That drug spirit will not take you out in the name of Jesus. You are free, and you are free indeed. I decree, Satan, you will take your hands off this mighty woman of God. She will go forth for the glory of God. She will create books and tell how dirty you are, Satan, in the name of Jesus. She will release everything that needs to be released in the name of Jesus. Satan will not torment your life anymore, woman of God. You will go forth, hey God, you will go forth like you never did before. I decree unity between you and your daughter in the name of Jesus like never before. In the name of Jesus, you will get that job that God promised you in the name of Jesus, Wendy. You will. If you came forth and you speaking of how good God is, God got you. He got this.
Anything that's unclean that's in your life, in the name of Jesus, we decree that it be clean in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
That
you let it go right now in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Say you
Thank you, Lord.
And you are exposed in the name of Jesus. Deliverance are coming forth in the name of
Jesus.
Over your
life
right now in the name of Jesus. We thank God. Deliverance coming forth. And not only you, Wendy, some listeners that's on the other end of that phone
right now
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Do not speak against this woman of God life in the name of Jesus. Your words will be condemned in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Pray for this woman of God. Pray for Wendy Bond in the name of Jesus. God got something big for this woman of God. We need to pray for each other more. Stop looking at each other, judging each other with the things that we say, how we look at it, and how we speak. Judge yourself. The Bible said, judge yourself first. Wendy, I decree in the name of Jesus unity with your friend. I decree in the name of Jesus unity with you and your mother. I decree in the name of Jesus the wealth of the wicked is transformed to you right now. And you going forth and getting your life together in the name of Jesus. I
thank
God for you being part of my life in the name of Jesus. I will get on my knees and I will continue to pray for you, woman of God, in the name of Jesus for your deliverance, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that I will see her name inside of Barnes and Noble stores, telling of her business, of her book, and she will be delivered in the name of Jesus, Father God. I decree no lonely spirit will be in your body in the name of Jesus. You won't be lonely, woman of God.
Yes,
I decree that you will pray for this woman of God, and she will get united with God the way that God wants her to. To get united, my heart goes out to you, woman of God.
Yes, Lord.
My heart goes out to you, woman of God, that you are truly bold and honest, that you would even get up here and go for it because you want deliverance in your life.
Yes,
and you
Lord.
Bringing it up
Thank
front
you,
to
Jesus.
The atmosphere. And
yes,
that you
Lord.
Love God, that you love God, and the only way that you
can
get through this right now is going forth to God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. For being bold the way that you are and coming in the preparation room and speaking the way that you speak. But I thank God even the more that he could choose me at this time to speak in your life and to pray of your life and that you are delivered right now from satanic forces that try to take your life. You will live and you will not die. You will not take no more medication or no pills to be healthy. You will go outside and your family will come closer to you. No generation curse will fall upon you, Wendy. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. No generation curse. That generation curse is not going to consist of hell. In the name of Jesus, you are being restored. You are being restored. God, and I thank you.
Thank
you. I believe it, and I know it is so. I know the Father that I serve.
Yes.
I know the Father that serves. And God got this. And listen. Somebody is being delivered right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lay hands on yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
Speak to what's not right in your life.
I don't care what
it is. Know that God is with you and God is in the midst of this right now in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Speak into your life. Lay hands on the pits of your belly. And whatever that is not of God, speak it away from you and believe it, and it will be so. I decree in the name of Jesus that somebody is being healed right now from cancer. Right now in the
name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I decree right now that somebody's marriage is coming back together. Right now in the name of Jesus.
Glory.
I decree right now that somebody, the job that you've been praying for, have manifest right now in the name of Jesus. I decree in the name of Jesus that you and your family for this holiday will have a blessed holiday. I decree in the name of Jesus, even if you lost a loved one, in the name of Jesus, that you know that loved one is with God. It's not that hard to be saved. It's not that hard to be saved. I decree that day you will know that your family member will go with God. You will go to God. I decree that if you have something that you can't stop, the drugs, the sex, the gambling, the lying, the anything that you're doing, the homosexual spirit, anything that you're doing, I decree right now, we lay it down before God. Get on your face, God. On your knees, and put your face to the ground, to the floor, and say, God, I lay it all to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lay it to God. He said, bring all my burden to me. Give it to God. And I decree that God will set you free. He did it for me.
That's right.
He did it for me. Yes, I did a lot of stuff. He did it for me. And I know he'll do it for you. He will forgive us for everything.
Yes,
anything and everything.
Yes.
But we know that there is a God.
Yes,
now,
God.
I just wanted to tell you, woman of God, that deliverance have hit your house in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Deliverance has hit your house in the name of Jesus. Deliverance have hit your soul in the name of Jesus. Deliverance have hit your mind, your spirit, in the name of Jesus. In every sin that I spoke upon you, woman of God, it is so. It is so. Yes, God got you. We thank you for coming.
Thank you, Lord.
Coming aboard in the preparation room and speaking the things that God has done to you. You don't have to be ashamed. God allows you to go through this so it can be a testimony for somebody else.
That's right.
For somebody else's brother, for somebody else's mother, for somebody else's child, so they could put their clothes on right now and go to that crack house and knock on that door and say, is my sister here? I did it. One of my sisters, I went and told the crack house down. I ain't scared. Who it might be one of these listeners that's listening on the phone might have told you, but I tore it down and dragged my sister out that crack house. She went back to another one. We tore that one down, too. She went and did a lot of crazy stuff, but glory be to God. My sister is fine. She's been clean for over 20 years, and
thank
I praise God
Lord.
Every time I
thank
talk.
You, Lord.
I just like, God, thank you for
thank
saving
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Because I love her.
Yeah.
I love my family. I thank God for saving my sister life. She living good. She living clean, working two jobs, helping the family going forth, telling of her testimony. So listeners, it ain't got to be only crack. It could be any little thing. Let your family know that you love them. Go out of the way and show them that I love you. Can you tell them that you love them before it's too late?
Yes,
a lot
Lord.
Of us have lost our loved ones without even saying we love them, and we got to mean it. We got something in us that pride is an evil force.
Yes.
Tell our loved ones we love them. We so quickly to run to all these funerals when they die, but when they're alive, why don't you run to them while you still got a chance? Instead of, I got to take it to the funeral. For what? They're dead. They're with the Lord.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's good to do it. I don't want you to stop doing it. But why not try to start doing it now while they're alive? Free yourself.
Thank you,
I don't care what they did. Free yourself. Forgive them for what they've done to you.
Thank
Free
you, Lord.
So if anything happened to them, you won't be guilty. Oh, I should have did that. I should have did that. So I encourage you, listeners. I tell you all the time how much I love you. I do. I love you with the love of God. And I pray for you. And I thank you all for listening in and tuning in to the preparation room where we prepare the way for the Lord. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about the glory of God and somebody else. It's not our time. We are here for a purpose. And find your purpose and run with the purpose. But I know one of the purposes, the same purpose that Jesus had, is to bring his love, you know. And again, these are the last few that we have this year. Let's go in and let's pray more. Let's try to stop judging people and judge ourselves. Don't let no one else send you to hell. But one thing, I just got to say this. I got a revelation this week, and it was saying how so many people come in our lives, and a lot of times for some reason we'll let somebody else tell us something and push that person away. We'll believe, oh, yeah, this, that, that, and this. We'll believe what that person say. But if God bring that person in your life, that person probably was in your life to help you get to the goal to go to. They help bring you your destiny. Don't push them away. See what this person is all about. You know what I'm saying? Don't push them away unless you know and you see and that spirit of God in you tell you to. Because that person that talked about this person that came in your life might have been sent from the devil itself to stop your blessing. So embrace on people that you meet and find out why and what reason they are in your life. Please be careful. Listen to the spirit of God that's within you. And please, let's stop judging. We have a destiny. God placed people in our life for a purpose and a reason to help us to get to where we need to get. So I encourage you listeners to watch what you're doing, listen closely, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and go forth like you did before.
Yes. And
so,
Pam,
but again,
Pam.
Okay. Yes.
Pam, I wanted to, Pam, I'm sorry. I wanted to let Wendy know when Pam was speaking over your life and praying for you that I saw hands joining together like friends and family. And and what I also wanted to know is I personally know someone that has a story like yours, and the family has, like, you know, trying to reunite with the daughter. But I want to know is, does the drug keep you from being with your family? Does it say something to you to keep you from going to family functions and, you know, things like that? I just want to know from someone who's been there.
Absolutely. Well, in all things, I must always remember that God has the authority, and I must always remember that Satan is trying to get some of that authority and to kill, steal, and destroy. So everything that God loves, Satan hates. God loves family. God loves divorce. Satan hates family. Satan hates divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets you caught up in drugs. And let's not just single out drugs. It could be anything that is not of God that you just have to keep doing. And God's going to keep you away from family, because now the family gets angry or sad or lonely, depressed, and, you know, they start, you know, taking your name off the list and not inviting you. And so now Satan has accomplished more of his task to destroy the family.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, the person that's caught in the grip, and I'll speak for drugs, although I've had a few addictions, I don't want to be around you people. You look good, you smell good, you're working, you know, you're praying, and Satan goes, hey, I'm working with Satan. That's going to condemn me, and I'm going to feel guilty, and I'm going to feel ashamed. And then when I'm alone, I'm still feeling guilty and ashamed of alone because I couldn't show up. So I keep using, because I just can't seem to get it together. If I stay away, I feel bad. If I go, I'm going to feel bad. So I have to keep using, because I don't want to feel any of this. It makes no sense to me. So I implore family members, you have to love them, because they are working with a spirit that is clearly not about love. But you also have to take care of yourself and your family. You know, you don't give them exorbitant amounts of money. If they need something, go and get it for them if you feel compelled. You know, there are things you can do to not help their addiction, but you can still do things that God would want you to do. So if you're not sure, pray about it. You know, should I do this?
Okay.
But, yeah, it will keep you away, and the person will want to stay away because they feel bad.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Wendy. God bless you, and I will be keeping you in prayer as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wendy, do you have any information or a way that the listeners or anyone want to get in contact with you? Would you like to share it? If you would, you can, and if you don't, we understand.
Sure. You can find me on Twitter at MissConcerned@twitter.com. You can find me on Facebook at Wendy Bonner on Facebook. You can email me at MissConcerned1@hotmail.com.
Wow. I tell you, girl, I thank God for you being in my life, Wendy. I really, truly do. I was talking to her and Califia last night, and it's just amazing how the enemy just tried to block stuff, and she was emailing me. I didn't even get it. I mean, she was inboxing me. I didn't even get it. And I was inboxing her, too, but I didn't see her inboxes. We were just talking about two different things. But what God connects, can no man untie.
That's
yes.
right.
I'll say it again. What God connect, no man
yes.
can untie. So he
Amen.
Did. It was an ordained time. He connected. I just want to tell you, thank you so much for coming to the preparation room. Your life will never be the same again, Wendy. You will go forth for the glory of God, and you will come back with us to give us a, even more testimony and a praise report about what God has done to you. This is the day that the Lord has made, listeners, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you again, Bill Groen and Joy, Califia Jenkins. Olivia, I want to put you on in and just say a little something to the listeners. We know we got to add you on in, girl. We love you, and we thank you at the preparation room. So, Olivia, can you come in for a minute for us? Okay, she must be tied up doing something, emailing something. But you all have Olivia Jenkins' information with Bill, Grow, and Enjoy. You could tweet her on Califia Jenkins. Califia Jenkins, you could tweet her with that. And you could join Bill, Grow, and Enjoy .com. Go on her Facebook page, Califia Jenkins, and also you could go to BGE.com and hit her up. But anyway, we thank you, listeners, for calling in. I love all of you. Continue to pray for the family in Newtown, Connecticut. They're
yes.
going through. And have you a merry, 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 merry Christmas. And I love you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us at the Preparation Room with Bill, Grow, and Enjoy, preparing the way for the Lord. Choose to praise the Lord.